from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Luckily, obviously, those other names you don't hear on there, Laramie Tunzel, Joe Mixon, all those guys, we're back at practice. By the way, we talked to D'Amico Ryans, and Clint, I know you remember, but people who may be jumping in, we asked D'Amico about Christian Harris, because Christian Harris, who had not participated in training camp the entire way, he came back, what was it, Sunday? He came back Sunday and then had to leave the field walking gingerly. It has been reported off with some sort of soft tissue leg issue, and he has not returned back. We asked the head coach about potentially if this is long term with Christian Harris.
No, we'll see if when he's ready to go. All right, there's no timetable or anything that I'm giving or putting out there for Christian. Like, we'll see Christian when that time is available.
And yeah, they say no.
Not a surprise of how he answered that, but Clint, he said when he's ready. That don't know if that's close or not, but kind of based off of what we saw there, the wonder is, you know, how long is that going to be with Christian Harris? And that to me, and we talked about this a bit earlier in the week, but Clint, that by far to me is the most concerning injury, the most concerning one right now for the Texans.
Definitely the one that negatively impacts the team is Christian Harris. And I'll be honest with you, Ron, I didn't get good vibes from D'Amico on that, man. I mean, this year regarding injuries, we've heard, I ain't worried about that. He'll be fine. Such and such will be fine.
There's a
real nonchalant way of kind of don't worry about that. Guys will be fine. Guys will be back. With Christian Harris, it's a little bit more. It seemed to be a little bit more guarded. So
yeah.
And obviously looking at the fact that he's missed 3 weeks of camp and tried to go one day and didn't last the practice, and I think it's a hamstring, and. That's always is it a hamstring or a calf? I guess it's got calf on here. Either way it goes, clearly it's something that they're having a hard time getting right. On this list, Ron, for me, the other ones that are obviously a concern, Christian Harris and Will Anderson clearly are big concerns. Anytime those two guys aren't on the field and they're on this list, how quick can you get them back? But other than those two, I'm beginning to get a little bit concerned about Noah Brown.
That shoulder. He dealt with a lot of injuries last year.
Yeah, I mean, he was going hard early in practice, and I don't remember exactly when the shoulder injury happened, but as I said before, I think this is a guy that deserves more respect in terms of being a big part of what they're going to do. They're going to be a heavy three wide out team. He's going to have to play a bigger role consistently this year than probably he did last year. And then the other one is Jeff Okuda. You know, we talk about Kamari Lassiter at the cornerback position. I'm anxious to see how he fares there, obviously. But the one thing about the overall cover defender room, so the both corners and the nickel defender, one thing that gives me confidence and I feel really good about is the depth, is you've got options. If Kamari works, great. If he doesn't work, then you've got former top 10 picks that can go in there and at least be serviceable. And one of those former top 10 picks that could be serviceable I think the best of the bunch is probably Jeff Okuda, and he's been off the practice field. So I think Noah Brown and Jeff Okuda are two names that maybe not considered big names like Christian Harris and Will Anderson, but two guys on this list that I think are planned to play bigger roles than we probably think at first glance.
Yeah. So that's that list is getting a little long. Couple of important pieces on that list that the Texans are dealing with. Hopefully none of them long term. That was the part with Christian Harris. I wanted to make sure I threw long term into the question to see, like, you know, hey, easily. No, it's not long term. You know, we'll get him back as soon as. Now, he didn't show his hands, but as you said, it was a little bit more guarded than maybe with Huggy.
Big 3-3, number 3.
When is that? The Texans play the Vikings. I believe week 3.
I think it's week 3.
Week 3, they play the Bears week 2.
I'll be at Minnesota.
That's right,
baby.
You're going to that.
Yeah. Won't be seeing McCarthy, obviously.
Yeah, may not be seeing a few people.
Yeah,
right?
Man,
listen,
this is
quick. Now, we talked about yesterday, J.J. McCarthy had a torn meniscus. He could go multiple ways with that. They could have gone with the surgery, or there is a kind of a shaving of it where it's a more of 4 to 6 week injury. The Vikings, according to Kevin O'Connell, their head coach, he says that McCarthy will have season-ending torn meniscus surgery, which, listen to me, Clint, I think that's probably the route to go. Like, hey, it's not the worst thing in the world for him to sit the first year anyway.
Yeah.
Now, you would have loved him to be able to sit but still go to practice every day and still work with it. But to me, I don't think there's any rush to kind of go and take a shortcut with a torn meniscus. Let's just go ahead and knock the thing out, fix it on up, and then get him back in recovery with that. I think that's the right decision.
The part that makes this difficult is how well he performed in the first time we saw him in a Vikings uniform, right? I think even coming into the season, I think the expectations there were kind of tempered given the offense that he ran last year.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.